Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the shiur where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 4, we're looking at chapter 5, mishnah 14, 514, Hey Yodaler with the wonderful helper of Rabbeinu Yonah. A couple of more mishnahs left to this perek, and then we're going to switch over to chapter 6, which does not have his commentary, just has his translation, and we'll go from there, God willing. So, in this Mishnah, we're looking at the people who go to the study hall. Arba midos v'holchei beis medrash. There are four types among those who go to the study hall. Holech ve'eno osa, someone who goes but does not do. Schar halicha beyadoi, has the reward for going. So he goes to the beis medrash but doesn't do anything. He still gets reward for going, for trying, for putting the effort to going there. Osa ve'eno holech, what about someone who doesn't go at all but does learn, like in the house? Non-corona times, non-safety issues, just in general. Osev eino holach, he acts, he learns, but doesn't go to the base medrash. Schar ma'aseh biyado. The act of the learning is his reward. He gets the reward of the act of the learning. He gets the reward for the deeds. Holech ve'oseh, someone who goes and learns. Chassid, this is someone who's pious. Not only is he learning, not only is he going to the Beis Medrash, but he's going out to the Beis Medrash and learning. I would also say that this applies to walking in life on a humble level. I'm not a rabbi or anything. You know, it's talking about going and doing. Lo holech v'lo oseh rasha, by the way, if he goes, he doesn't go and he doesn't do, he's wicked. What's someone who's a holech v'oseh? It's someone who goes and does. It's not someone who does something from home and then can help out. That's great. Someone who goes to a charity event but doesn't participate, he gets the reward for going to the event, but he's not actually participating. The best type of person, not just learning in the study hall, I would say, but the temperament, the personality, the ability to be generous, like we talked about last time, with your actions, with your deeds, to go and to do. Be someone who is a holech v'oseh, someone who goes and does. It's great that you went to the fundraiser for Chai Lifeline, for Hask, whatever, insert organization here. But were you involved in the event? Did you just take the food and leave? Did you actually donate money? Did you actually help out, set up, or break things down? Did you actually participate and do something? Like, it's wonderful to go be part of a friendship circle carnival. Were you participating, or did you just show up, take a picture, and leave? No, I ran a booth. No, I helped get volunteers. No, I actually donated. That's a holech v'oseh, going to the event and participating in the event, not just going and not just sending money from home, but going to the event and participating in the event. A holech v'oseh. We should all be types of people that are holech v'oseh, and then we could call ourselves, and we could be called by Hashem, a chassid. So when it goes but does not do, this does not mean that he does nothing at all with what he hears in the study hall, does not keep mitzvos. If that were the case, he would be totally wicked. Wickedness is defined not only as commission of sins, but also as refraining from fulfilling mitzvos. When he does no mitzvos and also does no sins, is also considered completely wicked. As our sages said in the Jerusalem Talmud, the Talmud Yerushalmi, if one learns but does not fulfill what he has learned, it would have been better if his placenta had turned over on his face, smothering to death at birth. God forbid. That comes from Brachos. Rather, what the Mishnah means is that he does not look for opportunities to do mitzvahs. He does them only if they happen to come his way. His fulfillment of mitzvahs is occasional rather than constant because he is caught up in worldly nonsense. However, this does not classify him as wicked, and he does receive reward. One who does but does not go has the reward for the deeds. He does not go to the study hall, does not know how to do mitzvahs properly or how to be strict in his observance, but he does do the mitzvahs as he understands them, in keeping with his limited knowledge, receives reward for these deeds. One who goes and does his pious, holech ma'oseh, the best. He seeks out opportunities to do mitzvahs, like we said. Observes them meticulously with whatever exacting halachic stringencies he knows of and is capable of keeping. His high standards of observance are beyond the strict letter of the law. Be a holech v'oseh. Be someone who goes and does. A holech v'oseh. His high standards are beyond the strict letter of the law. If name assures him, didn't we have a lecture about that also, above and beyond. So good to be above and beyond. One who does not go and does not do is wicked. He is not looking for mitzvos, and even if they come his way, he will not do them. Make sure to be the holech v'oseh. Make sure to go out and to do, to participate and be involved, to be above and beyond, being involved as much as we can in out throughout all of our days. Join us next time on the PAL as we talk about the people who learn in front of others. What type of learners, what type of retainers, how do they retain the information or not? Here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.